Sundays are supposed to be days of rest. Mine was quite the opposite. After escaping death last night, weird things started to happen, and I can't change my appearance, and human needs seem to not apply to me. I think the closest thing I can compare it to is immortality? I have no idea. To help, I called over Cass, a junior like me, but much more versed in the health field. Hopefully, she can help figure out what just happened to me. You're listening to A Week Younger, Episode 1, Sunday.
I'm sorry, I know you're in my algebra class, but I honestly don't know you. You're even lucky I was able to stop by. Usually, my mom doesn't let me over to random people's houses. And I have to get to work in like 10 minutes. You're even luckier that your house is on the way because...
I know. And thank you so much for being here. It's been a long night. Hi, I'm Emily, and I think I'm immortal.
You can't just start with that.
Well, then what am I supposed to say? I like mac and cheese, dogs, guitar, and hanging out with my friends.
That's better.
Hi, I'm Emily. I'm a junior in high school. I have an older brother, who I don't talk to much, and a pet turtle. I'm an artist in my free time, and I like alternative music.
Okay.
And I can't die.
If you're not gonna try, I don't know what we're gonna do.
I'm sorry, it doesn't feel real, and I don't understand how this happened to me and why it happened to me, and I thought maybe you could figure it out since you're in, like, AP bio or whatever.
Hey, it's okay. We'll figure it out. In the meantime, go over it again.
Okay. I went out at night around 11:30. There's a lake right down the road from my house, so I wasn't far. You see, I have this art project due tomorrow, and I really needed a cool place to paint. I wanted to paint a picture of the shore, and I had this whole vision of how the light would bounce off the calm water and how the air would be full of dark summer mist. It would definitely get me an A. So I lugged all my stuff out into the little boardwalk and started painting right away. And I was so absorbed in my work that I didn't hear the oncoming footsteps behind me. So when I turned around to look for a different brush, two wide glowing eyes stared straight at me. Ah! Before I even had time to figure out what type of monster was behind me, I was already in the water. It was dark, muddy, and I couldn't feel the bottom. With no way to tell which way was up, I was flailing around, praying to touch the surface with my hand. I couldn't find it. The water was cold, but my lungs were on fire, and I started to panic. I wanted to hyperventilate, but I couldn't, and the brown water was getting blacker by the second, or was that just my vision? The muscles stopped working. I breathed in the swampy water out of pure desperation. And then there's a memory gap. The next thing I remember is me opening up my back door to my house, clothes not even wet. Did I not just drown in the lake? I started to realize something. The clock read 11:32 p.m. I panicked, turned around, ran up the stairs and into my room, and I am currently still panicking. And I've been here since then, Cass. I haven't needed to drink, to eat, or even use the bathroom, and I don't know what's going on.
Okay. You might just be experiencing shock. Serious question. Were you on drugs?
No, I wasn't on drugs. And drugs don't explain why I can't take off my clothes, why my hair won't part the other way, and why I don't feel pain. Something is wrong with me, Cass. I need your help.
I don't mean to leave you here like this, Emily, but I have to go now. You can call me at 6. If not, I'll see you at school tomorrow. You'll be okay.
I hope so. I'm sorry about this.
It's okay. See you Monday.
The voice of Emily and the director of this podcast was Kayla Garrity. The voice of Cass was Joanna Thornburg. A Week Younger was brought to you by 91.3 WHJE.